Hi, welcome to the Interactive Parsha Experience Podcast. This is Parshat Metzorah. My name is Rachel Friedrichs. I'm an alumna of the Pardes Center for Jewish Educators and its assistant director. So, the laws around a Metzorah, someone afflicted with a leprosy-like disease, and its purification are probably among the most obscure, bizarre, and hard to relate to in Sefer Vayikra. And we're talking about a book of the Torah which discusses animal sacrifices, the laws of the red heifer, the vestments of the high priest. So these laws about tzaraat must be pretty strange. Interestingly, the cause for tzaraat, as it's discussed in the Torah, is speaking lashon hara or gossiping about someone. The rabbis add that perhaps you might have gotten tzaraat for acting haughtily. Now, these are things we could get our heads around, right? We could all use reminders of the importance about how we speak about other people or how we act towards them. And yet, for something so commonplace as lashon hara, the purification process from tzaraat is much harder to get. It involves two birds, some dipping wood into blood, excommunication from the camp. It's all pretty strange. Before, however, we dive into what that seems to all be about, I want to say a couple of words about the activities in the experiential Parsha document. Specifically, getting the big idea here definitely takes some work, connecting of seemingly unrelated dots. And so the activity consists of some clues and matches that students have to make sense of, while still leaving the big idea open for them to piece together at the end. And so a lot of patience will be required, and I'm sure the parent or the teacher here probably have to hold the metaphoric hands of the participants in this activity. I encourage you to stick it out to the end for the big aha. Anyway, so what is this all about? Rabbi David Froman from Alpha Beta refers to the medieval commentator, the Ramban, and together they have an interesting take on what the purification ritual for tzaraat is all about. And I think it's indeed meaningful and relevant if we get beneath the surface of these strange rituals and details. So reminder, someone has spoken lashon hara or acted in a haughty manner, and now they are stricken with this leprosy-like disease. Rabbi Froman makes the case that becoming a metzorah is actually pretty similar to death. He has several pieces of support for this claim, which can be found as the four clues in the experiential Parsha document. But he goes further and says that this almost death is akin to a communal death, right? When someone speaks lashon hara or acts haughtily, they effectively cut themselves off from the community and are then rendered dead in relation to their people. So, how does one get resurrected? And how does one get to reclaim their place in their community? They must reenact the same series of events and rituals which made the Israelites a community in the first place. Stay with me. So specifically, the tzaraat purification is meant to parallel elements of the Exodus narrative, right? Because it's during Yetziat Mitzrayim that Bnei Israel were forged into a nation. All the remarkable events and the rituals that led to the birth of the Israelite nation have to be recreated when someone wants to get reinitiated back into the community. Just as we see it as vital that the Israelites got forged into a nation, so it's also important that each member of the people appreciates the value of that nation or community. The particular parallels between the Exodus narrative and the rituals of becoming purified from tzaraat are also listed in the Parsha materials in the matching activity. See for yourself whether you find them compelling. And so, hopefully, in the lead up to Pesach, it should feel meaningful to think about the holiday as the birthday of the Jewish people, as a people. And so it should also be meaningful to be reminded not to take our place within that community for granted. If we act in a way that is discordant with belonging, speaking about people inappropriately, acting haughtily and above those around us, then we actually experience something like a communal death, as the Torah tells it. And in order to be invited back into that community, we have to reenact the rituals around the Yetziat Mitzrayim in order to reestablish our place back within that community. I hope this has provided you with food for thought. Shabbat Shalom.
For more great content, go to elmad.pardes.org. See you next time.